Our second news piece reports on the United States women's soccer team and their bid for equal pay. Last year, 28 women's national team players took the U.S. Soccer Federation to court, saying they were underpaid compared to the men. However, in a decision that has surprised everyone, a court in California rejected the women's claim for equal pay.
In the world of women's soccer, nobody compares to the U.S. national team. They've won 5 Olympic gold medals. They've won the World Cup 4 times. And they have always made the top 3 since the Cup started in 1991. By comparison, the U.S. men's national soccer team didn't even qualify for the last World Cup, and their best ever result is reaching the quarterfinals in 2002. So, is it fair that when the men win a game, they receive bonuses that are up to 4 times higher than the women get? A California judge has just decided that it is fair, because the U.S. women's national soccer team also receive a monthly salary, whereas the men are only paid when they play. This means, he said, that overall the women had received slightly more on average per game over the past 5 years. The judge's calculation only works because of one uncomfortable fact. The men's national team loses many, many more games than the women's national team does. So, the male players are not receiving those far more generous bonuses. But let's not worry about the men. America's male national team players make most of their money playing for local clubs in the U.S. Soccer League, where the minimum salary is $70,250. The minimum salary for players in the women's league is $16,538. Welcome to life as a female athlete, where winning on the pitch means losing in court.